Track 6, Love and Pride. Ahead of the 15th Norwich Pride on July the 29th, we spend some time at home with Miss Delicious and Mindy Pendant.
The swish of a candy floss pink bespoke satin gown, 6-inch topple-tastic heels embellished with serried rows of diamante and pearls, carefully coiffed hair, artistically applied makeup and perfectly polished nails. Dee knows how to look fabulous, as does Mindy. Miss Delicious and Mindy Pendant are the alter egos of Kevin Dodimont and his husband Ed Hollingsby, a duo who bring colour, fun and laughter to their hugely popular drag bingo events across our county and beyond. Theirs isn't just any bingo evening, but a drag bingo showcase sensation with community and charity at its core. So tell me about how you entered the world of drag.
Drag always intrigued us. The transformation and artistry are fascinating. Our experience with drag started in 2014 when Ed dressed up as Dolly Parton for a party, which was hugely entertaining. Fast forward to New Year's Eve 2017 and I debuted in drag at a Norwich club. We made dresses, bought wigs and put on makeup. We thought we looked fantastic. Soon after, I dragged up on my birthday at home with friends, then at a local social club. Miss Delicious made her formal debut in October 2018. This led to her being invited to host a charity drag competition at the Swan in East Harling, where Ed, as newly named alter ego Mindy Pendant, was a judge. This was followed by our hosting a bingo night at the Swan, which was great fun. As we grew more confident, we started doing drag together more often. Dee made appearances at a variety of Norfolk events and then Norwich Pride.
So who came up with the concept of drag bingo?
Busy with our careers in fitness and graphic design, we never considered drag bingo a business. Just a fun way to be creative and support the local community and charities. Our first Dee and Mindy bingo evening took place in January 2020. We personalised the show with unique ideas and it was a sellout success. We had three more shows planned when COVID-19 hit. Everything had to be cancelled and refunded. However, we were determined to continue, and despite some technical and financial challenges, we live-streamed several drag bingo shows during lockdown. Since restrictions lifted, we've developed and refined the show. These days, we struggle to keep up with demand and perform gigs every week, both in Norfolk and further afield.
Now, Ed, you're a qualified doctor. What made you change your profession to graphic designer?
Well, looking back, I realise how young I was when I decided to pursue medicine as a career. During my 5 years in medical school and then as a junior doctor from the age of 22, I gained confidence and underwent a significant personal transformation. I worked in various specialities, including A&E, psychiatry and general practice. I enjoyed the caring and human connection. However, as an empathetic person, it was emotionally taxing. And as a frustrated creative, it became increasingly challenging to continue to tread the medical path in a high-pressure work environment. I made the right decision to leave for my own mental health, but I applaud those who devote their working lives and make huge sacrifices in the caring professions. Since retraining as a graphic designer and visual effects artist, I've had the privilege to work on incredible creative projects and see my work on both supermarket shelves and television. To anyone struggling with their career choice, I'd like to say it's never too late to pivot and follow your heart and keep an open mind. If someone told me a few years ago that I would be working as a professional drag performer, I would never have believed them.
Kevin, what's the force driving you to transform to Miss Delicious?
As a survivor of bullying, domestic, emotional and sexual abuse, I often felt misunderstood and an outsider, even within my own family. It took me until the age of 22 to find my voice and the courage to break free. Despite being naturally shy and socially awkward, I knew I had a fire burning deep within me, just waiting to be ignited, which helped me build a life and career in the UK. A car accident meant I had to step back from a demanding job as an area sales manager in the art world. I made the decision to change my career path and became self-employed, focusing on mental health and fitness. Working as an instructor, I taught workouts such as Power Hoop, Insanity and Zumba. I used fitness to inspire and motivate others and created a safe, judgment-free space in my classes. I was delivering over 550 classes a year until COVID hit in March 2020, and I lost my fitness business virtually overnight. Both Ed's and my priorities shifted as we focused on caring for my father-in-law, who is suffering from Alzheimer's dementia. We moved him and my mother-in-law from Kent to Norfolk in 2017 to be closer to us. During lockdown, we had an annex built and they came to live with us. Our career twists and turns have presented challenges, but it also brought us to the place we are now. My husband and I found an unexpected opportunity in drag. Little did we know how successful our shows would be in generating much-needed income. Nowadays, our diary is booked months in advance, and we have many sold-out shows.
Winning Miss Charity Drag UK in 2019-2020 must have been a nail-biting experience for Miss Delicious.
It was a huge accomplishment for me, as I was hesitant to compete. Miss Delicious was relatively inexperienced at that time, but I thought, what have I got to lose? To compete, I had to prepare 3 runway looks and gain points based on publicity and fundraising. I set about assembling a team, including a makeup artist, hairdresser, sewist, and my biggest fan and supporter, my husband, Ed. I was determined to win and even made the headlines in the Belgian town where I was born. I appeared in the Norwich papers, attended 2 radio interviews, and made countless appearances. After raising the most money for charity, I was thrilled to win the title of Miss Charity Drag UK. I couldn't quite believe how far I had come, especially since I faced so much criticism and negativity at the outset.
You work collaboratively with Norfolk University of the Arts fashion students. How was the link forged?
Always on the lookout for distinctive outfits which truly represented our personalities, Mindy and I both made outfits for our drag appearances. We were looking for an opportunity to work with budding designers, so I reached out to the fashion department at NUA and was thrilled to receive a positive response. An extracurricular project was professionally organised, allowing students to work on creating outfits for me. The collaboration was a great success in 2022, and I knew I had to come back for more in 2023, with new students, fresh ideas, and different perspectives. To date, I have 10 fabulous custom-designed outfits, with even more planned, and am incredibly grateful for the support. I cannot wait to see where this creative journey takes me next. I was also fortunate to connect with a local businesswoman, Rachel Mattier of Baker Shoe, who created custom shoes for our shows, and Tracy Keeley of Just Nails by Tracy from the Midlands, who offered to design nails for me. It was truly amazing to see all these collaborations come together, and I couldn't be more grateful to all involved.
You raise both awareness and money for causes which promote mental health and empowerment. Tell me more.
I decided to use my platform at Miss Charity Drag UK to support events and charities in the local community. particularly those that focus on mental health and supporting the LGBT community, such as Norfolk LGBT Plus, Project, SANS, MIND, Pact Animal Sanctuary. Just like US and other local venues that choose to raise money for specific causes. Nowadays, we run drag bingo as a business, as we have to pay the bills, but we minimise our fees whenever possible, and to raise funds for charity, hold raffles and or donate a percentage of our ticket sales. Our focus will always be to raise awareness and use drag as a platform to educate, empower and show that mental health affects everyone. We all deserve to be heard and loved. If we can use our drag personas to help others find hope, light and strength to overcome challenges, it brings even more value to our creative pursuit of drag.
Now, you've mentioned that your dogs give structure to your lives.
That's a funny question, but yes, as our dogs love routine. They may not wear watches, but they know exactly when it's time to wake us up, eat our meals, go for walks, and demand cuddles. We both work from home, so they get plenty of attention, and we absolutely adore them. Having three rescue pugs gives us a sense of responsibility and structure. They are also a reminder that we are parents in our own way.
Is there a message that you'd like to share during Norfolk Pride?
In November 2002, I made the decision to come out to my parents and leave Belgium. I was feeling lost and unhappy. I wanted to escape and immerse myself in a new culture and learn English. I ended up in Norfolk, and it has proved the perfect place for me. From day one, I felt welcomed and accepted as a gay person. I never experienced any discrimination or negative treatment. In many ways, the Norfolk countryside reminded me of where I grew up in southern Belgium, the countryside, the forests, the laid-back atmosphere and the friendly people. I am also grateful for the opportunities that Norfolk has presented, the chance to spread my wings, make friends, start a business and feel free to be myself. I am proud to be a part of the LGBTQIA plus community in Norfolk and to have seen Norfolk Pride grow and become as important a part of the local culture. While there's still work to be done to achieve full equality, I am grateful to be able to call Norfolk my home and feel comfortable and accepted here. And after 21 years, I couldn't imagine living anywhere else. My decision to stay in Norfolk and live in the countryside is a testament to the satisfaction and contentment that has brought me. It's overwhelming to see the love and support we're receiving, but I truly believe my mission to focus on the feel-good factor in our shows is the right recipe. Miss Delicious is a queen of the people with a voice for the people, inspiring everyone to feel loved no matter what. At the end of the day, we all deserve love.
Follow Dee and Mindy on Facebook and Instagram at The Miss Delicious, at Mindy Pendant, and see their website, deeandmindy.com.